Hello, friends.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. I need to fix that theme song. It just cuts off, and I'm not ready for it every time. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review. That's the best I'm ever going to get with saying this title, because I'm so not used to it. This is episode 26 for 304, The Mother of Exiles. That's a sweet metal band name. I just skimmed through the episode moments ago, then had to restart my goddamn computer, because every time I move, it unplugs some weird shit, and my right side of audio goes out. I don't know what to do. I'm very, very scared. I think something's wrong with the mixer, with the USB input. But you know what? That's several hundred dollars to fix, and LAW Studios is not making that amount of income. Anyway, let's get into this. This is the fourth episode, so after this, we're halfway done. That's a good sign. That was the episode I was just playing there for a second. But this one is pretty sweet, because it's got some William going on with it. He is a raving lunatic in the beginning of this. And he's screaming and shooting walls, and there's tons of walls and broken bottles, and he's drunk as shit. And he's screaming about what's real. He starts to see his daughter, and she's scolding him. It reminded me of Shutter Island a little bit with the wife. He's freaking the fuck out. My note is, and this is what I was thinking in this moment, and I'm still not quite sure, is because the game is to, like, get, Ford's game is for William, is to get him to question or maybe even know if he's making meaningful choices. But also, is the game to get William to kill himself thinking he's a robot, or like ruin his body to think he's a robot, and like, or just, or maybe even just, you know, not as nefarious, just to get him to think he's a robot? Because that seems like what he's doing with the daughter plot. And by the way, this is the last appearance of the daughter, and I can't believe how little her character mattered to the show. I can't believe they actually killed her in season two, and then this is it. All right, bye. That seems so pointless to me, but whatever. He's starting to cut himself open because she tells him to with the mirror glass, and then Hale walks in and stops him, and she convinces him to go help the board agree to, for the company Delos to go public. And I mentioned this in the last episode. This is the last you're going to hear about going public, because it's not really a plot. It doesn't really seem to matter. And neither does her plans for William. I don't, because at the end of this, it's just kind of over, or so we think. But I don't know. I got some issues with this, but it was really fun to watch. Like, scenes again, really fun scenes to watch. I love the William character. I would watch any scene him. I'd watch a spinoff series with him. I want to watch more William. Next scene is Victorville. I guess that's a location. Because, by the way, the whole season has, like, a black circle on white paper. And it kind of, like, peaks up. And then it goes, Victorville, sensing anomaly or something like that. And it's, like, this little, blemish. It reminds me of, like, a Rorschach test. And it kind of shows you where. We don't know what the fuck we're looking at until later. And finally, we figure out what it is. But that's down the road. I'll mention that. But anyway, this is Victorville. Bernard and Stubbs, they're sharing some shit motel. It's like they're starring in a weird indie sitcom sort of thing, and they're tracking Dolores. That's it. End of note, end of scene. They're tracking her. They got some fucking pictures, and they're like, all right, now let's do this. They never leave the hotel. Dolores and Caleb are hanging out. They're just, you know, chilling. No, they're going to have Caleb pretend to be a rich dude, a specific rich dude. So Dolores steals an encryption key by knocking out some rich asshole. And then stealing his blood or some shit. And then she injects it into Caleb and is like, that'll wear off in like 20 minutes. We got to hurry. And they run into a bank. And then they go in there and they got to do their thumbprints to agree for the bank transfer. Because they're trying to transfer the money to Dolores so she can use that to fund the end of the world, I guess. And then there's a whole like faux drama scene where thumbprint didn't work. And he's like, well, it didn't work. And he looks at Dolores and she's like, and she can tell she's like working on, because she's always got that earpiece in. And then suddenly his thumb works. Dolores is basically becoming Maeve, and it's just kind of why have two characters at this point. the scene didn't work because you knew what was gonna happen. Ciroc and Maeve have dinner. He tells her that Dolores has the key to go to where her daughter is, which is in the Sublime. I didn't know that till season 4 that it was called the Sublime. I thought that was just something they said once or twice. No, that's the official title, I guess. I don't know. I don't practice Santeria, so how do I know? They go to where, I mentioned this in the last episode, to where Dolores was making the robots, and there's a guy there that's tied up. And I mentioned this place because I was like, God, every fucking room looks like, and I was getting pissed again. It's like, every room looks like that house that Arnold built for his family. Then I realized it was, because this is where Dolores made the robots, and it makes sense for her to go there. And I'm like, okay, I'll cease my anger. I'll let it recede a little bit, just because this is actually where they are right now. But they find the guy there, and then Ciroc is basically puts on sunglasses and is like torturing him by showing him what happens to his family, like a possible reality of what happens to his family, or whatever insight is telling him is going to happen to his family. He's just sitting there watching it. And then, because this guy made the identities for Dolores, he's the one that created the new identities, and so they're getting information out of him. Then he shoots him in the back of the head, and I was like, oh, I guess he's not a hologram here, or holograms can fire weapons. I'm not sure which yet, honestly, because it's kind of one of those shows at this point where, okay, yeah, that can happen, sure. Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones is the same way, where it's, yeah, sure, okay, we got a witch that can, yeah. Whatever. I can't really argue with you because you're not talking logic. Yeah, okay. We're talking about, like, high-tech in the future. I guess they're doing this now. This is the thing that happened. Okay, I can't really argue it. So, whatever. The sunglasses that show you what happens to your family in a possible reality. Okay. Maeve is tracking a woman. And then she beats up a guard, gets him on a table, brings him in, gets another guy, and then gets the woman, who's like a mortician, and she's the one that was giving Dolores blood for all these fake humans that she created. And then she takes her to the Yakuza. It's like this weird series of dominoes where she's like, I'll take you to this person, and then I'm done with you, moving on to the next person, and now I'll take you. And it just keeps going, and then we end up at the goddamn Yakuza, and I did not expect that at all. That was a random left turn here. The literal Yakuza showing up. During a weird Eyes Wide Shut sex auction, Liam's there with his friends and Dolores, or Dolores is getting there, I think. I don't remember. But Bernard is tracking him down with Stubbs, trying to find Liam to get him out of there before Dolores does whatever the fuck she's going to do with him, because they're trying to protect him, Bernard is. So they grab him. There's a big fight out with Stubbs and Dolores. And then the Sons of Anarchy guy out in the alleyway kills a bunch of guards and makes Liam run. And then cut to Maeve. She fucking hacks her way using her little brain thing inside the Yakuza warehouse or compound, whatever you want to call it. And then she meets Sato, I think it's called, pronounced. And it's the guy from season 2, the Japanese guy, who willingly said, leave me behind. I want to stay here with what's her name and deal with this. And that's the last we saw him. And now he's here going, you left us behind. How dare you? Did you really? How dare you leave us? You piece of shit. And she's like, you're not Sato. Who did she make you out of? And then she realizes, and they all realize, because a robot wrote down in my notes, all three robots seem like they're about to be revealed who they actually are. And I was like, okay, because I've been trying to do the math. Like, this one's Teddy. I was pretty sure that Hale was Teddy, just based on the freak out she was having. And then I was pretty sure that Sato, because I didn't know he was there, so I'm like, I guess he would be, who fucking knows? But they're all Dolores. She just copied her own robot brain ball. And there's just multiple Doloreses running amok in this goddamn town, or the goddamn world. I don't know how vast this story it takes place over. I mean, they do say the cities, but I'm not really thinking about it. Excuse me. I'm done. Episode back to back to back, and voice is getting raw. But I don't know where this is taking place at this point. I don't remember. But they're all Dolores, and they're just all over the place and doing random shit, helping Dolores through with Dolores, by Dolores. It's like this weird pat on the back thing. And if you could split yourself in the multiple people, it's just a weird thought to have that. I don't know how to describe it. But I guess what I want to get to in this scene is at one point they shoot, I think, or stab a big old like whiskey barrel. And then, like, all the robot pancake batter pours out of it. And I couldn't stop laughing because I was like, it seemed very obvious, like, oh, you're making the robot. Oh, you're a robot. Like, and yeah, we know he's a robot. What? You know what? We know why you're there. What? It just seems so like, Maeve's like, Maeve's so smart. She saw the pancake batter that they make the robots out of. And now she knows that. I was like, okay, I already know she's smart. I didn't need her to see the gooey pancake cummy puddle on the ground. I got it. Okay. We're just doing whatever now. The last, excuse me, they're all Dolores is the point. Hale has a great scene where she kind of goes off on William. And she did all this work getting him to not kill himself, which if he died would be better for her, it seems like, but whatever. And then shaves him, you know, literally shaves his face and then cleans him up, takes his ass outside after she got him dressed in tuxedos, waits for him to yell at his daughter, brings up the fact that he's yelling at his dead daughter after the guilt of killing her. She just brings that shit up loosey-goosey without any thought of, like, maybe this is a sensitive subject. The dude just killed him. Nope, so you're talking to your dead-ass daughter that you killed, huh? Well, grief does funny things to us all. Anyway, I'm going to get you committed. Here's some people in white jackets, and they're going to put you in a padded white jacket where you can't move your arms. Anyway, I'm going to get all your votes. And now we're going to go public, and this is the last we're going to mention going public. I really don't think they mentioned it again, but I'll have to find out when I get to my notes. She makes him seem crazy, and he goes to a literal insane asylum where he sees Dolores walk up to him and is like, so, enjoying the game? And he's like, I guess not really. I'm in a padded cell, and my face is almost made entirely out of Grand Canyons. I don't know how much I'm enjoying this. I sound like I've been smoking cigars for 66 years straight. I'm an actor that's never gotten the acclaim I deserve, never gotten all the Oscars I should have gotten. I should get an Oscar for this show, honestly, but no, I'm not enjoying the game too much. And she's like, well, it's too bad, you know, welcome to the end of the game. And then the episode ends. And I was like, God damn, okay. All right, that was savage imaginary Dolores. Or is there another robot Dolores that just hangs out in psych units in case someone that she knows from her past shows up? I don't know. Could be anything. It's a crazy sci-fi show. Man. And the next episode gets even crazier sci-fi. Genre? Oh my God, that one's got so much going on I couldn't comprehend. And they bring back, what's his name? The football player for that episode. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. I clearly know it. Oh, man. Seattle Seahawks guy. Why the fuck can I not think of it? Guy they should have given the ball to, and they would have beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Oh, okay. Not coming to the brain? Not coming to the brain. Nope, nothing. Anyway, so that's the end of this episode. I don't think I rated the last episode. I should do that now. I need to pull up my scores. I have to restart my computer like 3 times during this recording because shit is going wrong. But I gave, I'm pulling it up now, I'm trying to stall long enough to pull it up. Go to liwstudios.com, how about that? No, but I gave episode 302 a 7, I gave 303 an 8. I enjoyed the last episode. I gave this one an 8 as well. Obviously, when you talk about it like this, it sounds like I'm tearing it apart and making fun of it. But goddamn, I love that opening scene where he is just yelling at himself and his daughter. And I want way more William than the show's willing to give me. I want my own William spinoff show. And then she puts him in an insane asylum. I was like, this is awesome. Like, what is happening? And then I had a sex auction in it, which was fun. I think there are robots. I hope there are robots. Otherwise, they just auction off humans. But yeah, this is an interesting one. I didn't care for the Sato stuff. That seems so unnecessary. And honestly, you know, now that I've seen future episodes, it's even less necessary than I expected. I thought it was stupid in the moment, and now I realize it really was stupid because it doesn't matter. It was just an excuse to get that actor back, which I'm glad they did, but unnecessary. More William, please, I guess is the point of this. The next episode is called Genre. It gets really goddamn weird there. But until next time, and in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.